So, some of you have listened to all of this, some of you have listened to some of it. I've been talking about the creation story, starting from the beginning. Today is now sixth day. And last week I was sharing about us being created in the image and likeness of God. That's a blessing and also a burden too. I was mentioning about because we are created in the image and likeness of God, yet what was one in God became two when it comes to humans. Each one of us are created or born in such a way that we're essentially missing something. And we can only complete or be complete when we are together. So that's what motivates us in essentially the two becomes one. That's one symbolism at the marriage, seeking partners, but also friendship, community, that we humans as an individual, we cannot feel complete. Not because just feeling it, but because we need something from others to receive, but we also need to give it. Now, the second part of the sixth day is about food. And this is very interesting, actually. If you read it very closely, I was always thinking that God gave us the vegetables and fruits to eat. But if you read it very carefully, God actually gave us green plants and trees. Trees as food. Trees that has the fruit that has seed in it. So, the actual scripture reading, check that out, goes that God gave us green plants that has seed in it and the trees that has fruits that has seed in it. Interesting, isn't it? And God only gave those trees as food for humans. And for the animals, only green plants. Now, if you think about what comes next, I'll be just explaining it later, but there are two famous trees in the Genesis stories. What are they?
The tree of life.
And?
The tree of knowledge.
The apple tree? We call it apple tree, but tree of knowledge of good and evil. The true trees. And then if you read in the Old Testament, there are many references to the trees. And if you read Psalms, many times humans are compared as trees. Mm. The righteous are like the trees that is planted near the water. Mm. So it's all symbolic way of writing. So tree symbolizes us, but also symbolizes food. And spiritual food, of course. So now I'll ask you the similar question as to the children. Why do you eat? We're hungry, right? I mean, truth is actually, if you don't feel hungry, you don't feel like eating. And sometimes that becomes a problem, right? Because you don't feel like eating, but your body still needs all these nutrients, energy.
Unless you're dying.
Unless you're dying. Yeah. And that is also a good sign. When you're ill or you're dying, then you refuse food. So that's why Freud says desire to eat is one of the three instincts that is embedded in human system. So now you eat. We all eat. And you're very careful of what you're eating, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, these days it's kind of complicated. Ancient days, or when I was even little, food is food and we eat and we're happy. But now, like, they're talking about what to eat, how much to eat, what's healthy, what's not healthy, who made it, what's in it, what's not in it.
Where did it come from?
Where it come from, processing. Factory, processed, chemicals, herbicide, pesticide, GMO, non-GMO.
Carbonation.
Yes, like, so complicated. But we care. Why? Because whatever it is we eat becomes us, actually. Right? What we eat, actually, we are what we eat, or we become what we eat, meaning our body. And there is a lot of study about our guts these days. It's called the microbiome. And actually, gut health sometimes influences to our mental health. And discoveries are coming that some depressions or even some mental unhealthiness is related to unhealthy gut. Amazing, isn't it? And actually, more is that the gut has a probably biggest neural connection to the brain, but it's a one-way stream. Gut sends signal to the brain. Brain doesn't control the gut.
Interesting. Yeah.
Interesting, isn't
yeah.
it? So guts control your brain, or influences your brain, if you may say. But gut health depends on what we eat, what kind of things we eat. So we're all cautious, we're all careful, we study a lot about them, and we go to those stores and we buy them very carefully, and then we bring them to the refrigerator. Then what we should do? We need to eat them. What about for your spirit then? Do you care? How much do you care? What do you study about? Do you know what kind of spiritual food that's available? And what kind of food that you're actually eating? What is coming into your mind? Becoming part of you? Are you being mindful of that? Are you careful about it? Are you carefully purchasing, finding them, and getting them? And at last, are you actually digesting them and eating them? Spiritual food, what are they? Is it just simply reading the Bible? Is that spiritual food? Or is it simply doing something good for other people? Is it coming to the church? Is it reading all those mental self-help books?
Nature.
Nature, going to the nature, connecting to God. What are spiritual food? Just like physical food, there are variety of spiritual food. And just like physical food, some are healthy and some are not. And some are kind of blended in mixture. Some comes, looks very fantastic and tasty, but very bad for your health. Some really good for your tongues, right? Some food, like, I don't know, donuts. I used to love donuts. Now, I don't know, I eat like one donut a whole year or something like that. Some of them are really good for your tongue and you really can enjoy it, but it's very bad for your body. Some spiritual food are like that. Now, what are spiritual food? Honestly saying, anything that comes to your mind and stays in you are your spiritual food. Anything. So it goes with whatever you watch, whatever you read, whatever you listen to, whatever you think. And that the thoughts that you pay attention to, the feelings that you nurture in you.
It could lead to your friends also.
Yes. So, they're all variety of different spiritual food. And also, different spiritual food does different things. And reading the scripture, coming to the church, doing the meditation are different things from meeting the friends, helping them, doing something good, loving them, caring them, yet another thing. And yet there's another thing, overcoming a dark kind of influence that creeps in your mind. There's always this negative voice that's in our mind and that always whispers and trying to let us down. And we have to constantly and persistently fight against it. And listen to the positive side or good voice and try to move that. That's also yet another spiritual food. So when God says I give you the green plants and the trees, both of them has to have a seed in it. The meaning is that when you have found a good spiritual food that is really good for you, it has to be somehow something that has ability to reproduce, or you do it more. Just like, in a way, it's a physical, real, solid food that you eat the ones that you know to be good for your health, right? Like those blueberries. You don't just eat it once and then done with it. Exactly same thing, in a way. If it's something that works for you, something that's good for your spirit, you know it, do it more. Do it all the time. And not just yourself. Share with your friends. Let them do it too. Because most likely, it'll be good for them too. So when we are into sharing of that and connecting in this, creating, producing what is good within our community, within ourselves, that leads to actually creating a Garden of Eden, which is coming pretty soon. So, just like you care about your body, just like you study about the food for your body, my last advice is, please be mindful of the food that is coming to your mind. And things that stays in your mind, things that are influencing your mind, the way how you think, the way how you make decisions, the way how you feel, the way how it makes you relate and treat each other. Those are all spiritual food, actually, that you have within you. And just like physical food, you do have a choice. You do have a control to a degree. You can focus on the ones that's actually nurturing, and you can diminish or push away the things that are not nurturing or even hurtful to you. But it all begins being mindful. And it works better when you pray. So may God bless you all.
Amen.